This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, the times are dark, but we face this. Isn't that the animating contest? You weren't born on this beautiful planet in deep space to sit around and watch Netflix and the NFL. You were born for what's happening now. And the fact that you're tuned in to this broadcast, the fact that you even care, shows you are part of the elect, the chosen Sanhedrin. Not those that claim to be the leaders. Those that care. A magic moment in time and space. Look into my eyes one last time. My stories are almost over. My mission is almost complete. Chain reaction has been initiated. God is real. Here is Augustine Tustins, general manager of the World Bank International Settlements, that runs all the major banks, which is the central bank of central banks, admits that CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, will grant central bankers absolute control, close quote, over how we can be used and how the technology will be used and able to control and enforce control over society. Here's the clip.
We tend to establish the equivalence with cash. And there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. The key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability, and also we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
By the way, I didn't cover this yesterday or the day before. I meant to cover it because I think it's very illustrative of something that's very important. AI is not that powerful. It's a search engine of human ideas. It's a search engine of what humans produce. So we're told roll over and die. The end of humans is here. The end of human civilization is real. Guys, get these photos I sent you of what AI believed the perfect woman was. One of the main AI systems, they asked, what is the most beautiful woman? And what did a man want? Well, we'll talk about it next segment. What did a man want? What did men want? AI did a great job, but people are like, AI is incredible. Look at that. It just took what we thought and showed it back to us like a mirror. It's a plagiarist. Are these meth heads skinny, ugly women? No. And why are they in police uniforms? I'm going to give you the big answer, which is a big, big answer for women as well. If you want to be in charge, women, step into your office. But the office the globalists have given you is an office of failure. We're going to talk about that. Pull it up, guys. I sent it to you 2 to 3 days ago. I didn't cover it. Pull it up. You need time. Actually, I don't even have the printout. Oh, here it is. It was on Burt Lancaster's Twitter. Nobody saw it coming. We were worried about AI or the Illuminati. Nobody thought the world would be taken over by a group of very militant Jennifer Anistons. We should have listened to Alex Jones to tell us what we were going to have. I told you. They're not some heroin chic woman that looks like a 14-year-old boy. No, women don't know what men want. I'm going to tell women what men want and what you want. We want empowerment. empowered women, because you are the fulcrum of our species. I'll give you the big secrets straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I'm going to hand the baton here in just a few minutes to the great Kate Daly on this live Wednesday worldwide transmission. But recently they asked one of the main AI computer systems, what is the ultimate woman? And it wasn't some meth head, heroin chic girl that looks like she's 14 and all shriveled up. Because we all know women, at least men do that are around women, and you'll have the most gorgeous wife, like my wife, curves and incredible. She looks like the statue of Venus with arms. Because, you know, the old statue of Venus has the arms broke off. Looks like the statue of Venus. Perfect. You can't believe it. The thighs, the stomach, the breasts, the shoulders, the face, everything. It's just, it's made by God. You look at it and you cannot believe it's so perfect. The arches in her feet look like table legs. And you look at it and you go, I worship this because God made this. I don't literally worship it, but I worship God's creation. And so they ask AI, we'll do an overhead shot, what is the man's perfect woman? And she's got curves. She's got hips. She's got it all. I mean, let's put it on screen for people. And the strangest thing is it put her in a police uniform. No one asked AI to do that. But it scooped and scraped all what men think is the ideal woman. Now, the average liberal woman thinks, oh, my God, a woman with hips. Nobody wants that. But they wanted a woman with power, a woman with authority. A woman with thunder and lightning in her thighs and just a touch of sadness in her fingers, to quote the Highwayman. That's what all of us want. I love my grandmothers. I love my wife. I love my daughters. I want them to be empowered and incredible, and they're magic. We're magic. We're all part of the same species. But AI everywhere, when it shows the image of a perfect woman, shows the classic archetype, just like on cave walls, of what a powerful woman looks like. They can be brown, white, black, it doesn't matter. But if you show some Hollywood image of a woman, it's the opposite of that. Because they want women to be insecure about their curves. They want women to feel disempowered. The love of men is some type of assault. So that's why I wanted to end the show before I hand it over to Kate Daly, who's a beautiful mind in her own right, a beautiful woman in her own right, to say, this is a celebration. You can have drag queen story time with a convicted pedophile in a clown suit, and that's a woman. But then in the Gillette ads and others, if a man asks a beautiful woman to have a coffee with her, that's rape. No, we're supposed to talk to women. We're supposed to interface with each other. It's a lie. Because men and women make up the species and our children of the future. And we should celebrate the power of women. And the power of women getting behind their men, the men behind their women, it scares the globalists. Because the power of a man and woman coming together, What do women want? They want a man who's funny and has courage and is hardworking and who is real and who is dedicated. Doesn't matter how big his muscles are, though they like big, broad shoulders, the rest of it, because that genetically proves this guy can defend me. But we want a woman that's strong and powerful. And so the image came up as power. What do women want? Empowered women. They claim men want disempowered women. But AI scraped billions of men's comments and photos and conjured up a woman with big shoulders and big breasts and big hips and beautiful eyes in a police uniform. The image of authority. Men want women that are strong. Not commanding them, not enslaving them, but empowering them together. Men want a woman to take them into the future. Men want a family. Women want a man to take them into the future. Pull up Schwarzenegger. I told you to get it ready. Schwarzenegger's a horrible globalist, but you look at him in the 1970s. Women want, that's the image of like, he's strong. He's powerful. That's what, on the surface, women want. They don't want some emasculated twit. We're strong, ladies and gentlemen. We're powerful. So look at Schwarzenegger. What the women want, at least on the surface. What do men want? Put up the woman. They want that. That's gorgeous. I love. AI didn't make that. AI showed us what we want. AI showed us a mirror of what we demand. Look at the average woman. You can't tell they're a woman. Look at the average man. You can't tell they're a man. Look at Kate Daly, you're like, wow, she actually fits the bill of that woman. And it's okay to praise her body. You know, it's okay. They tell us it's bad to praise, but you know, a lot of times the cover matches the inside. Then she's got the brain to match it. She's blushing there, but let's just praise it. Let's worship what God made. Let's support what God did. And let's understand who we are. So this is what men want. They want powerful, gorgeous women in power. Who really wants a woman? The globalist pedophiles want a child they can control. Some 7-year-old, some 6-year-old, some 3-year-old. So they, because nobody wants him. A woman doesn't want these pedophiles. A man doesn't want something like that. But these sickos, they do. They want a disempowered boy or girl they can rape and hurt. Because it's not interactive. It's not a beautiful, powerful, made by God woman merging with a man made by God. Something incredible to make something better. I revel in my wife's power. I revel in my daughter's strength. I revel in how smart they are, how beautiful they are. And my son. The idea that we are threatened by women's power is a lie. The left wants to enslave women and control them. So I wanted to end the transmission with that. This is what men want. This is what billions of men surveyed by AI came up with. And I tell you, it's good. She's in charge. She's gorgeous. She's a Valkyrie. But what does the left show you? Some drugged out woman is the future. Syndicated talk show host, Kate Daly, takes over now.
Oh, thank you. No, go on. Go on.
Well, I mean, I never seen you, you know, from the chest down, but you're definitely a Wonder Woman type. I'm married. I'm not trying to hit on you, but no, we appreciate you, Kate. We want to support you, Kate. We recognize you, Kate.
I so appreciate that. You're so awesome. Thank you.
No, I'm not awesome. You're our future, beautiful.
That was so sweet, though. Thank you. I love how you describe women, because I agree with you. I so agree with you on every point you just made. That what men want is real women. What women want is real men. But they keep trying to sell us something completely and totally different.
We want people we're challenged by. I mean, it's like, I mean, the women I knew, my grandmothers, my mother, are like incredibly powerful creatures. I mean, the idea that I'm against women is a lie. They took care of me. They made me. They read to me the Greek tragedies. They built me.
Yeah. You revere women. That's different. You revere them. So men revere women, and good women will revere men back. And that's the secret. Everybody wants to know the secret
exactly.
of marriage.
Exactly. The power of a man and woman that revere each other. That is so powerful. I mean, that is sexy. That is wild.
Yes. Exactly. You know, power's quiet. It isn't loud and bossy and self-involved and narcissistic, but Hollywood wants to sell you that. Like, I loved your comment about Jennifer Aniston. It's like that's, they're trying to sell you this idea that women have to be marching around in combat boots and taking charge. Men don't want that. They don't want that. They want someone they can trust. They want somebody that is lovely and sweet, but they also want somebody that knows what they want, but they want somebody that reveres them too. You know, it's funny being a woman and talking about this, because I don't think too many women in radio and in TV will do that. I don't think they'll actually say like, hey, women need to still be women, and men really like that. Look at that AI image Alex showed. I like that because, right? Because I think it's amazing. I mean, honestly, that's what men like. And it's okay. It's not, that's not bad. That's what men should like. Men are still going to always be men, right?
And it's not a disempowered woman they like. It's not a woman tied up like 50 Shades of Grey. It's a woman strong.
Right, right. And a strong woman can also look kind of quiet too. At the same time, there's moments there. You want somebody to be a partner with you, not boss you around. And that's what Hollywood sells us. They sell us this idea all the time that it's woman power, girl power. And it's like, what is that? What is that? I want to know what that is. Because you know what that means for them? It means
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You just say, you know, what else? What else happened in your day? What's going on? Let me know. Tell me. I just want to hear how your day was. That will solve more marriages. Anything. Isn't that crazy? You know why? Because it's broken up by need. That's why. It's broken up by the needs of guys and the needs of gals, which has never changed, right? In centuries. Okay. And it's okay to get to know what a man is all about, what they like, because they're different creatures than us. And it's okay for men to figure out women and figure out, don't solve everything, just listen or act like you're listening, whatever. But did you know when this therapist talked about that, I laughed because it was so stupid and simple, but so simple that it actually works. That's what's so crazy about it. It actually works. How simple is that to come home and have a wife that's not naggy and just wants to say hi to you and excited you're there? Most men would just be so excited at the thought of that, right? And women, how much do you want somebody to just go, gee, how was your day? Tell me everything. Okay, in the back of your mind, guys, I know you don't want to hear everything. You don't want to hear every cut and pick and detail. But isn't that so simple on the need factor of what men need versus what women need? And you could save marriages just by doing that on a daily basis. Women would feel heard, which is what we want, and men would get some space, and a woman would actually be excited to see them. Could you get any more simple than that? I don't think so. Anyway, I love that topic. I'm so glad, actually, that Alex brought that up, because I love speaking to that topic, because women need to just figure this out. We are getting sold a box of rocks. And it's not about bossy, mean power. In fact, I watched the first episode of Golden Bachelor, okay? And I'm not knocking the show. I mean, it's a Bachelor show. You get what you get. But it was interesting to see the women on the show. And I'm not trying to be mean at all. I'm really not. I don't like to sit and just badger women because it's not really fair either. But it was interesting. The guy seemed like a kind of a typical guy, like a, you know, guy you'd meet anywhere, right? And he was in a long marriage and his wife passed away. And his story was really kind of sweet. And these women come in and they're all about like they were just literally flaunting themselves in the first 3 seconds they were meeting him. Basically, I swear to you, it was like one of those monkeys that climbs on something with all fours, you know, it's like both arms, both legs, it just clings. It's like that. And these women were just like, I swear to you, it was like, let's just get on the ground and do it. Like, come on, I'm in love with you already in 2 seconds. And I just, you know, here I am. And you know, a woman shows up on a motorcycle and it's got to show this powerful woman. And then when they all got in the same room and they were waiting for the bachelor, it was kind of like, I'm around the most amazing, powerful women. I'm like sitting there watching this going, that's power. That's what power looks like. I mean, they were all really like willing to basically just give him whatever he wanted in the first 3 seconds, right? And I'm not saying guys wouldn't want that, but can we get some class back? can we make it look like women aren't desperately looking for sex? Can we make it look like that's not showcased as power anymore? Because we say that we want to be taken seriously and then look at how we act, right? We're still on this kick of the sexualization of everything, but we still want you to say, oh, but love me for my brain. You know what I mean? So we're in this really weird dichotomy. But as I was watching the show, the women were just so desperately desperate. And I thought, you know what? Power looks like something a lot sweeter than that. Power is actually kind of quiet. Power is actually can be a really a beautiful thing, but it doesn't have to be loud and aggressive and basically flaunting yourself just to get some attention. Like, you don't have to do that, right? And I was just watching that, and I just thought, wow, what are we doing as a society? Where are we going with this? Because these were all single women in their 60s and 70s, and I just thought, you can't be a little like classier. Come on, you can be a little classier, right? Anyway, enough of that. I just it was kind of hard to watch, to tell you the truth. But the guy looks normal. The guy looks like he's just kind of going on, you know. So I wanted to say a couple of things today. First of all, the emergency test. I want to talk about that for just a moment. The emergency test is kind of interesting. Why? Why are they making this big deal about it? Because all they had to do was just do it. Honestly, it says it's a test, right? But they wanted to kind of preface it, want everybody to know. So everybody got freaked out thinking something big was going to happen today. But I never thought something big was going to happen today. I knew it was kind of about prepping for the future, whatever that means. But if they can send a text to every single phone in America, which they've always done emergency tests and things are under the guise of emergency, election fraud is under the guise of emergency, lockdowns are under the guise of emergency, okay? Climate change will be under the guise of emergency without it actually being an emergency. What's interesting about this is that if they can send a text to every single phone now, which they just showcase, right? Even if you turned your phone off, you still got the messages. Then they can send a file. They can send a virus. They can send all kinds of things to your phone. So keep that in mind. And do they also want to flood us with emergencies now that they're able to do this? I remember in the 2020 debacle year of the fake pandemic, they sent out messages using the Amber Alert system so that when you got close to the border of your state, that it notified you. Well, I live on a border, so I was notified, right? You're getting close to your border, might not be able to leave your state. Boy, I feel free in America right now, right? So interesting that they had to do this to every single phone. Every single phone got this. Now, you know they have backdoors. You know they have these things happening and going on without our knowledge. So why did they make such a big spectacle of this? That's what was crazy. And then, of course, Russia today, and this is fake news, but it's put out by your mainstream media horse, is basically the fact that Russia did a whole siren thing with these old gas masks that look like they're from the 1950s, and they had the kids out on the lawn, just a few, doing this drill. Now, why would we be putting up articles about this? Why would we be doing this? Because it looks like Russia's ready to nuke us. The only nuking that would go on would be our intelligence agencies doing it and blaming it on another country. I don't know, kind of like Russia. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And they said chilling footage even shows school children being taught how to correctly don gas masks because they're trying to prep you. They're trying to prep you if our intelligence agencies plan a false flag. It's basically what's going on. And then, of course, two shelters were used as part of the drill, could accommodate 36,000 people. They're making it look like, and why in the world would Russia be letting us know their plans every 5 seconds? But yet our mainstream media is consistently projecting what Russia's up to 24/7. Can you believe this crap? Anyway, such fake news. But remember that a month ago, at the end of August, FEMA announced $3 billion for building climate change resilience, a key pillar of Bidenomics. Bidenomics. Anyways, bite me, omics. Give me a break. Anyways, so the Biden administration announced $3 billion. And you know what they said it was for? Planting trees in Oregon. Planting trees in Oregon. You need $3 billion for that? Anyway, $3 billion building climate change resilience. FEMA. And we get a little FEMA alert. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So happy to have you listening in today. And I'm your guest host, Kate Daly, from The Kate Daly Show. You can hear my daily show at katedalyradio.com and Lindell TV. You can watch it. Doing this every day, it's so interesting to go back, look at the old headlines, match them up with what's happening right now, and kind of give a perspective of, oh my gosh, look at where we're at and look at where we're going, because I feel like we have kind of this ADD society where we don't even remember last week's headlines, right? And sometimes you have to look at all of it in context. But about a month ago, when they came out and they said they needed $3 billion for FEMA, for what? For what? And then they said this is a key pillar of Biden. He's like a walking cadaver. Anyways, Bidenomics. And the selections, they said, competitive grants are going to help communities throughout the nation enhance resilience to climate change and extreme weather events. Are they God? Do they realize or do they know that they have this crystal ball that suggests that these extreme weather events are going to come? And how do they know that? They're trying to project it out, just like the whole thing with Russia. They're trying to get you to keep thinking that there are going to be extreme weather events from God because of climate change, right? So very manipulated. And what's interesting is that the president's bipartisan, you always know if it's bipartisan, they're all on the same side, honey. Anyways, that infrastructure law provides FEMA nearly $7 billion to help these communities reduce their vulnerability to flood, hurricanes, drought, and wildfires, and extreme heat, and climate-fueled hazards. What? What? Are you kidding? Anyway, I'm pretty sure that in the past, if there was a hurricane, a real one, that we dealt with it. And I'm pretty sure that if there was a flood, we dealt with that too. And do you need FEMA involved in everything? Because since what happened with Maui, they're having a tough time in all of the islands getting supplies and getting things still. Because when FEMA shows up, it screws everything up, right? I mean, they're getting their luxury stay in Maui, of course, at the Four Seasons. But it screws everybody else up. It screws everything else up. So that's something that's kind of interesting to keep your eye on, too. Wherever FEMA goes, you know, are they a new standing army? You know, we look at them as this emergency hub, but like I said, they do screw stuff up. And then on the other hand, is that the new standing army at some point? We always think like UN troops or those kinds of things coming in, but it is an interesting thought, right? And then emergencies and weather are now gamed, projected, manipulated, created, used, right? To keep these people in this control state and in this power state. Why did we have the emergency alert today? So that, you know, prepare for an emergency, right? They want people to look crazy. They want people to kind of guess what this is about, because it does look a little odd that they have to keep doing this and that they have to do it on every cell phone. Okay, now you could be one of those that thinks, oh, well, that just seemed perfectly normal. And we need these kinds of alerts, right? What if a big emergency happened? Why have to do it federally? Why not the city? Why not the state? Why not just put a good old-fashioned message on the TV? Pretty much everybody will be apprised to the situation, right? People can figure stuff out. They don't need to do this. They didn't need to do an alarm. They didn't need to make sure all the phones were synced. They didn't make sure they could get into every phone and every secret phone out there. They didn't need to make sure they could do that. But they wanted to. They did it. So there's definitely a reason, right? Or otherwise, they would just do it, right? Without our knowledge, because they could do it that way too if they really wanted to. Okay. So then they're saying, okay, invest in this critical infrastructure. We keep hearing that. And of course, the most marginalized and vulnerable communities. You guys remember the Biden clips where he consistently talked about how stupid rural people are and how we can't seem to find the internet to vote and how dumb Hispanics are and how dumb Black people are and how no one can actually get to the internet to vote and poor us, and they really need the infrastructure, but they really need to hit rural areas because the rural areas is where we're just not connected because we're just so dumb and we just really need that internet connection. So fascinating to me because I did stories about this, about the local communities in each state signing bills. This was about, oh, like 6 or 7 years ago, maybe five. I don't know. It's all a blur with 2020, but maybe six years ago, where the state started bumping up money, bumping up money, bumping up money for rural community. If a rural community and the people in those communities really want internet access, they can do that on their own without creating a whole money run with your taxation to do it. And what I mean is that cities and states can be far more capable of doing this if the people are clamoring for it. But I'm not seeing that as much. I'm seeing that the government's clamoring for it for a reason. Does that make sense? So they're consistently telling you how vulnerable and marginalized everybody is, from Hispanics to Blacks to white folk in the rural areas, and they have to make sure that we're all connected. That sounds very smart city-ish, doesn't it? It sounds very strange that they keep talking about this as if they care. They don't care. come election time, what do they care about? The big cities, right? They don't care about the rural areas, but all of a sudden they care about it. Okay. So then they went on to talk about 10,000 trees within the next 3 years in Portland, Oregon. Of course, they can go to Portland. It's completely woke now and trashed. But to reduce extreme heat conditions, okay, you have all these really weird things. You guys remember Dr. Kaku or Keku? I can't remember how to say his name. I'm the name murderer, so whatever. Said that the government can control the weather. He went on TV and he said that, I don't see him invited anymore to be on TV, do you? But he said that 8 states practice some form of weather modification, and this was like 15 years ago. He gave a number of examples, including Operation Popeye, the secret program in Vietnam to seed the clouds, and with silver iodide crystals to accelerate the monsoon season and wash the Viet Cong away. 2008, during the Olympics, China seeded the clouds in order to have it rain outside of the Olympics. Many countries have weather modification programs. The economy, trade, war, everything else is dependent on the weather. We've had treaties signed since the 1970s that I've mentioned on the show about the fact that if we're going to sign a treaty, you can't manipulate the weather. And then they want to say it's a theory, right? You're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. I'm just not a, I don't find that everything is just, whoo, what a coincidence. Coincidence theorism. Anyway. So he talked about this, the U.S. Experimenting with trillion-watt lasers that are pulsed. Maui? Anyway. California fires? Anyway. And produce more energy in a split second than that of all nuclear energy plants on Earth. And it's only lasts for a brief period of time, and raindrops can be created. And then when Texas came around to their major hurricane, I remember the government of Texas were on TV saying, oh, yeah, we can completely, like, manipulate, and we can make things stronger, and we can take a weather, something in the weather, and actually make it stronger. So we've known this for years, right? We're going to see more and more emergencies. I think they want to flood us with emergencies, put us in a constant, like we're not right now with fear porn, but put us in a constant state of, oh, my gosh, we're falling apart. Oh, my gosh, we're falling apart, right? Same thing with the whole McCarthy thing. I think this is two things. I think number one, they do want to create some chaos, but they also want to make it look like they're cleaning stuff up on the right. Because I think they're moving us more to the right, actually. They moved us to the left with Obama. Now they're going to move us to the right. And this is why you get to see all of the cadaver Biden, the walking cadaver moments. Otherwise, they'd conceal those moments. They would conceal them. Okay. They want you to see them. They want you to see that he's got documents in his garage and no one's going after him. They want you to see that he can't fulfill a sentence and that he looks like a total walking moron. They want you to see that he's inept. They want you to see it. So why do they want you to see it? Now it looks like we're cleaning up the right, which is kind of interesting. Matt Gaetz actually has a pretty good constitutional lifetime score, average of 84%. It's not bad. And it's kind of interesting that, you know, he's the one kind of in charge of the McCarthy thing. Now, McCarthy, I think, is bought and sold. Most of them are. Okay. And so, sacrificial lamb a little? Yeah, okay. Can Trump be speaker? Trump offered himself up as speaker. That's kind of an interesting note. Talk about that in a second. But I just, it's kind of interesting. I think it's a move to the right, clean death sign. Get us to trust again, which is still false.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones Show. I'm glad you're tuned in. Man, we got to get rid of all the noise out there, don't we? There's so much to talk about. But I just love that you're tuned in because it just, you know what it means? It means that you love this country, you care about this country, and you want it back. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But when I say that, you know, this is such theater all the time, you know, back in February, speaking to the ADD of Americans, once again, I mean, it's really our flaw, is it not? It's hard to see stuff in context, and it's hard because we're so brainwashed by the media. I mean, if you knew how much money that was spent on you to brainwash you, you would feel super special. I'm just saying. You'd feel really good about yourself. Yeah, they spend an awful lot of money and time to brainwash you. So, back in February, remember that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy quietly appointed Representative Matt Gaetz, who led the unsuccessful push to derail his bid for Speaker, to the select committee investigating the so-called weaponization of the federal government. Okay, this is a piece written in probably the scumbags at AP, but there's no announcement of Gaetz' appointment by McCarthy. Like, they didn't put it out there. And so the reporters noticed it when it was read into the congressional record. So do you think they're enemies? Let me put it this way. Do you think that all the people that get the committee assignments, do you think they're really fighting for this country? Because usually when you get a committee assignment,
Okay. That doesn't mean good things. It means that they can work with you. You are a person they like. You're in the club. And we'll keep you around through the dollars going in and flooding the party. That's what it means to me. So when I say they're all on the same side, well, there you go. What can I say? To me, they're all on the same side. And that's a whole lot of theater being played out. That's why I say they're moving us to the right. And when they move us to the right, it usually means that we get way more money in the war budgets. Now, it's gone up every single year. And even when Trump was in, man, it really flooded when Trump was in that amount. So it doesn't mean you're going to get a break, you know, from any of that. What they're trying to do is move us to the right to get the most of the country into a position where we think we're going to get our country back, right? They're cleaning up house. They're doing what they need to do superficially, right? But then they increase war budgets. So probably something on that front is about to happen, I'm sure. But it'll be a false flag. It'll be manipulated, whatever it is. Because you know what? This natural occurrence thing, it's so strange to me. But I don't. They're manipulating way too much. And we know it. You know it. I don't even have to explain it. There was a great piece. There was a great piece at Fee, actually, by Patrick Carroll. And he talked about the four differences between the freedom brand and the freedom philosophy. I call it freedom theory. And what's interesting is if you ask the average American what they think about freedom or liberty, chances are you'll get a pretty positive response. Everybody wants to think that they're all in for liberty, right? A love of liberty built into the cultural fabric of America, okay? And of course, we pride ourselves on being land of the free, right? We get a little teary-eyed and the military flies over a game and the veterans walk down the middle of the street and they struggle to do it. And you get a tear in your eye because you should, you know? People really have sacrificed for this country. They actually really have done some wonderful things, okay? But it also begs this question, too. If we're so passionate about freedom, if we all get a little choked up, if I wouldn't say all, but the majority, if the majority of America is conservative, which they are, and on that note, you have to ask yourself, so then why are we not winning every single race? Somebody might be monkeying the numbers a little. The majority of America is conservative. Okay. So here's the deal. I mean, if we're so passionate about freedom, why are we allowing all of this stuff? Why are we saying that it's totally fine for Department of Homeland Security to now involve themselves in retail theft at Target? Okay. Why? And you know, it has nothing to do with retail theft. It means that they're just putting in a lot more spying apparatus, right? Facial recognition, things like that. Okay. And they're saying that, well, you know, we're partnering and these public-private partnerships that are going to be the death of America and are the death of America. But what's interesting is we have this sort of strange dichotomy going on in America. And there's two ways of understanding freedom. There's the freedom brand, and then there's also the freedom philosophy. And for most Americans, what they really like is the freedom brand. It's the general idea of freedom, okay? They like to think, well, we're free. I mean, of course we're free. We're American. And then the emotion starts, and we get into the emotion of it, which makes us feel warm and cozy. It's supposed to. It's emotion. That's how it works. But to understand the distinction of this, you look at four different things, principles versus preferences. This is such great information, really, because we really need to analyze ourselves. What do we really want? And what are we really wanting to actually fight for? Okay. I don't see a lot of people fighting for these things. I see a lot of people say them and I see a lot of people feel them, but I don't know that we're fighting for it. And this, the biggest difference between the freedom brand and the freedom philosophy is that the brand is not rigorously principled the way the philosophy is. For the brand, as long as you agree with a few basic ideas like free speech and free and fair elections, we all go, I want a free and fair election. I mean, because you can't be the guy that goes, I would like my elections manipulated, please. I mean, you sound like a total toad, right? So you have to say, well, I believe in free and fair elections. But it's a preference. Unless you're willing to do the homework and the research to go, well, are they free and fair? Or do we have Albert sensors in all of our computers? Are we all hooked up to the internet so, of course, they can finagle whatever numbers they want all the way down to city races? And yeah, they can. And yeah, they do. So you say you want a free and fair election, but if you're a CNN watcher, you're afraid to do any homework because of what you might find. So it just sounds really nice. Like you give yourself a pat on the back. Well, I'm a free and fair election guy. Got my ponytail, got my Prius, and I believe in democracy. But sir, we're a republic. See? So we have this, on the left, this weird notion that we like freedom. And on the right, sometimes we do the same thing in Rhino America, Republican in name only. And then the majority of people, we kind of like the idea of freedom. But then what are we willing to fight for? What are we actually willing to do about it? And it's number two, what we're against and what we're for. So another difference in the freedom brand, it defines itself by what it's against, whereas the freedom philosophy tends to focus on what it's for. Okay? This is why when you look at the records of people, and I brought up Matt Gaetz, right? 86%, pretty good. But that's his votes. What are people in Congress, and I'm not picking on Matt, but what are people in Congress and the Senate actually for? What are they doing to put out anything that would actually get freedom back, that would actually get liberty back? Because liberty is freedom with morals, okay? So what are we doing to get liberty back? So you could have a voting record, and this is what you're against, but what are you for, okay? And you could say, well, I voted for or against on somebody else's bill, but when you look at the records, that score doesn't actually show what they went out of their comfort zone to actually stand for and construct, not a think tank behind the White House, but actually them. What are they actually for? What are they actually doing? And there's not a long list on any congressman. The congressmen in my state are pathetic. I mean, beyond pathetic, the state of Utah. And they were in the state of California where I came from too, where I was raised. It's pathetic because they can't sit there on a whole mountain of things that they actually did. Because why don't they do anything? Why aren't we seeing what they're for, right? It's because they say, well, I can't get any support. I don't care. Do it anyway. Make it look like you care about doing something that would be what you're for. But we the people don't really get into this. We the people don't actually talk about what we're willing to do for what we're for. And we'll say what we're against, but what are we for? Slogans versus substance. Land of the free, home of the brave. Don't tread on me. I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. But how free are we? We're being spied on every turn. They're inching it. On that kidnapping story, I'm so glad that little girl is safe and she was found. But what did Hochul concentrate on? The means by which they captured the guy was straight up spyware. And we're supposed to be okay because it captures the bad guy. So we can't be okay with that, okay? And they could have done other things to get the bad guy, but they wanted to showcase their capability in spyware, okay? And then get you to accept it because they got the bad guy, of course. I could go on and on. I'll probably continue a little bit more on next Wednesday, but there's so much here to unpack and take a good long look at ourselves and what we're doing, right? Is it the brand? Do we really believe it? Is it freedom theory? Or do we really truly believe in freedom? Let's get our American on, huh? Thanks for listening to the Alex Jones Show. Hey, Dolly. That's it for the day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.